Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's the little things in life that'll tell you the most.
Oh, yeah?
For example, there are details you can see in women early on. If you were looking to pursue a relationship.
Yeah.
That tells you what life could end up being with them. One of those little details, according to some women, it's actually hurting them.
Oh.
Because it seems that stuff you can see right away.
Yeah.
May let you know that this chick is high maintenance. Mm-hmm. You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah.
Allow me to introduce you to the pearl earring theory.
Pearl earring?
Yes. It is a new idea that says single women who wear pearl earrings or necklaces are unknowingly sending up a red flag to men that are chasing them.
Mm.
Apparently, single women wearing pearls mean they are high maintenance, and because of that, men are avoiding them.
Okay.
Now, by the way, this theory is coming from women.
Oh.
Women who wear pearls are arguing, and these are younger women, too, by the way.
I didn't know pearls were back.
Same.
That's like old lady crap.
My wife loves pearls.
Yeah, but that was like my mother's generation.
My wife loves pearls.
Well, she's one of the good ones. So that makes sense.
Well, her wedding ring is a pearl, isn't it?
Yes, $150 pearl that we bought with a coupon from the Macy's at the Victor.
Well, you got the mini pearl?
Well, that's not very high maintenance.
Boo!
It's a great joke.
I'm sorry, I talked over it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you wouldn't have got it anyway.
We were in Valdosta, that would have killed.
Kimmy doesn't know where that is.
You don't know where Valdosta is?
No.
Can you say any words that Kimmy understands right
Apparently,
now?
Apparently, no. So pearl earrings and earrings?
If pearl,
pearls in general.
Pearls in general. Oh. If she is wearing a pearl.
In any type of way.
She is high maintenance. Tommy, do you see pearls as high maintenance?
I wouldn't know that's a thing.
Okay.
No, I would always say like the purse, the shoes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, high-end jewelry, of course, but just how she carries herself.
All right. So
but high-end jewelry may be harder to spot. Unless you really know the difference between like costume jewelry and real stuff. Like I'm guessing most people in their jewelry, it's not going to be real.
All right, let's talk here because we're already off and running. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Finish or fill in this sentence. When you see blank, you know that woman is high maintenance. So you're already starting with labels. You said handbags.
Well, and, you know, some women just look like money. Like they have like the really like tailored, sharp looking outfit, and they're not even doing anything. Like you can see some of these women at Wegmans that look like she looks rich.
Not at my
but
Wegmans.
Some women are really good at finding the cheap versions of the rich.
But I don't
stuff.
Know that. I'm just looking
that's,
at.
That's
you.
What I mean. So you wouldn't really be able to tell from that then.
Can I point out what just happened here? Because I was waiting to hear Kimmy like brands and things like that.
Well, yeah. Brands. I'm saying high end.
Tommy goes, no. You didn't say high end.
You
said,
just kept it kind of.
No, he goes, well fit, a tailored outfit for a high end woman. What are you bitch ass bitch? She's wearing a tailored outfit.
And it's not, they have a look too, man.
What is the look?
That's high maintenance women have a look.
What is the look?
You know the look.
No, I don't. I'm trying to figure out because high maintenance is all about perspective.
Yeah, but it's not bitch face. So. Necessarily.
What is it then?
But it's like a smug look about it.
So it's not resting bitch face.
No, it's more like aloof.
Okay, how about this?
Is that a word?
I don't know.
Like an aloof look like I'm just blowing past you.
All right, Let's try this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not exactly sure what you're describing. We have our live stream here. You can log on and watch the show every single day. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com. How about for the audience?
Yeah.
You look right in that camera and give me a face what a high maintenance woman looks like. That's just your face.
That's all the face I got, Pat.
Ah, no, I mean, like, the expression you are giving, you give on a daily basis. Are you
it's
a
resting, resting bitch face? Is
no, he said, no. He said that's not what
no,
it is.
No, because that looks unpleasant. It's more of an aloofness. I'm going to say, here's a woman that has it for sure. And I already know, I mean, obviously, she is rich, but she has that look. It's Melania Trump.
Okay, so that
she doesn't look mean.
It's almost like
she
really
looks mean. You don't think she looks
mean? I know
mean?
You're saying like good posture.
The whole thing.
Like
yeah,
very. I don't, like not almost like they don't know what's going on around them.
Well, she's above you.
And well, yeah.
Chin
not,
up.
Not knowing that though, take who she is out of it. The face alone, that's a face of a rich woman.
She just looks like an Eastern European woman. She, every boxer has that face from like,
they
you know.
Do?
Yeah, oh. Eastern Europe. Both the Klitschko brothers only look like that.
Okay, now who?
Kimmy, who are the Klitschko? Who are the Klitschko brothers?
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you know the Klitschko brothers.
Married Kiev, right? He's the, one of the brothers
okay,
of mayor.
You can't. You cannot criticize me and then try to old man drop in information.
Isn't he the mayor?
Yes, yes.
He's not good looking.
No, I'm saying that he is. They got those, what's it called, sharp features.
Yeah, like a huge busted nose.
I'm just saying, as a boxer, yeah. If you ever fight an Eastern European guy, which I've had to, the second you get in the ring, they start bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what you're describing could be more of a cultural thing.
No, but I'm saying, but that's that look I'm talking about.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We started having this discussion talking about what's called the pearl earring theory. Single young women who are wearing pearls, I guess that's coming back.
Mm.
Say that by wearing pearls, they are sending up a red flag unknowingly to single guys that I am high maintenance, and I disagree with that.
Well, I would also think a younger woman wearing pearls could be like jewelry that was handed down.
Okay.
I don't know like if you're going out of your way to buy yourself that, like the real thing, you know?
What about what she's drinking?
All right. Put a pin in that for a second, because that's not a bad thought. I do want to get some other folks in that are waiting on hold. 252-WCMF, we had asked, fill in this sentence. When you see blank... You know a woman is high maintenance. Let's talk to Ricky. Ricky, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what if she's wearing a pearl necklace?
I got you, buddy.
He waited a while to do that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That wasn't even the joke.
Like, and like half the audience totally missed it.
Yeah.
Mayor of Kiev.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm kidding, you idiot. 252-WCMF. All right, you brought up a drink can tell high maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
What is a high maintenance drink a woman could have in her hand?
A fancier mixed drink.
Like a martini.
Martini, Cosmo.
It has more to do with the glass.
Those
than
yes, more ornate glass.
But they're so common. It doesn't matter if you are in the diviest of bars or the highest end. All women are drinking those.
And also how she's drinking it.
How? Like sipping it, like you're supposed
through her
to.
Mouth?
No, but like.
If she's pouring it into her hoo-ha, she ain't hot class.
What do you mean how she's drinking?
I mean, how she, is, does she look like she's got manners and culture and class?
What?
So I don't know.
I mean, not like elbow chug-a-lug.
Elbow chug-a-lug,
Yeah.
You are such a bitch.
No.
Oh, she's one of them.
She got her elbows on the table.
What are them elbow chug-a-lug, girls?
Well, you know, you got elbows on the table. You look trampy.
Okay, we're not going to have the elbows on the table argument again.
No, but that's a slutty look.
Scott writes us on Instagram.
So you call Pat slutty?
Oh, he's a huge slut.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing there?
I remember when he was out slutting around.
With my elbows all over every table. Yeah. There wasn't a table I wouldn't elbow up just to show off my slutness. Scott writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I agree with Tommy. A certain face, like nose kind of up, eyes that look through you, walks with a purpose.
All right, stuck up.
No, but that was a perfect way to put it. You don't know English, so you're just like, she looks like, and then she's like, and then I'm like,
Can I tell you something that a lesbian told me, and I don't know if this was just her personal opinion?
This is some inside stuff.
I was going to say, can I just, if you made it sound like you talked to a wizard. I visited a lesbian.
No, I'm saying, like, this
you sound
is,
like Steve well, Houseman.
I'm saying this is from a woman's perspective.
I was at Boston one time and a lesbian told me.
Well, I'm saying like this is from a woman's perspective
going
into it, so it may be different than a guy's. But she told me there was a woman who somebody was trying to set her up with, and she said that woman wears too much pink, not like almost like implying that like she's too much.
Hmm. See, I see the opposite of that. When I see pink, I see like bubbly. Maybe it's a woman trying to look classy. In my head, less pink, more classy.
Well, she saw it as like a red flag.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, that could have just been like her type or her opinion. But
so she's wearing too much pink outfit?
She assumed that like that woman wore like too many bright colors. So she was like a little bit too much for
like
her.
A Nancy Reagan. Okay. Like, always in bright red.
But I don't know if too much and high maintenance are the same thing.
It seemed like she saw it as high maintenance.
Okay. Fair enough. 252 WCMF. Moving away from the lesbian wizard that Kimmy met all those years ago. Are men attracted to high maintenance?
Because,
like, you know, you can also...
you're signing on for a lot, man.
You know, we're talking about high maintenance as a financial thing, but another definition of high maintenance is a woman who needs you by her side at all time, wants your attention at all time. That is high maintenance.
But it also comes across as she could be cold. Like, you're not getting the ride you think you're getting.
I think you have a different idea of high maintenance.
He is thinking strictly financial.
Yeah.
And
high maintenance, she's going to cost you.
No, there is a more broad term
I think I see what you're saying. Like, she has a certain standard of relationship and, like, commitment.
And, yeah, but it all comes down to bank.
No, not necessarily.
Doesn't necessarily mean she puts a lot of effort into, or not effort, like, money and stuff like that into her appearance.
Like, for example, like a woman who, if I'm going to go out with my buddies, where are you going? She's texting you every 15 minutes. She wants you to come back home.
Oh, yeah, that needy.
Needy and high maintenance are, you know, side by side.
I always kind of,
You always kind of what?
I always figured, like, when I see somebody that's high maintenance, I figure she's probably cold in the sack. What?
You think that if women don't have to earn it, they're not going to work in the bedroom?
I'm just saying it may be a little cold when you get down there.
All right.
It'll be clean, but it'll be cold.
Wow. And again, says who?
It'll be smooth and trimmed.
That one I would back you
but
up.
But it may be below room temperature.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, stop talking. I find it funny that your experience with women has been such that because they don't give you their maximum effort, you think they do that with everyone else.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. She probably looked at you and thought, great, I don't have to try. This one's going to be easy.
252 WCF. Let's talk to Dylan. Hey, Dylan, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. Tommy should know this from his time on Cape Cod, but all the girls who are single that are wearing pearls, they're just signifying that they're good wife material. That's all it is.
Okay, you know, that's an interesting theory because when, like, that is very Stepford Wives looking.
Well, that's the old school look, yeah.
But is that what this is? Is this like a new wave, Dylan, of like women, like, this is what I want to be when we get together?
I want to be a country clubber.
Or stay at home mom.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good question. I've spent a lot of time in New England in my life, and
I'm a New Englander. I'm a chowder eater.
I think it's just
a houseman's bed.
I think it's just what the mothers tell their girls how to find a good husband.
All right, Dylan, fill in the blank. You know a woman is high maintenance when she what? Take your time, Dylan.
Has
radio not so easy, is it there, Dylan? Not as easy as you thought it would be.
Here you go. She wears a little girl's headband, even though she's over 30 years old.
What?
Dylan, headband?
What
the hell is he talking?
I have no idea, but Dylan, hey, good try. We'll open up the batting cages again tomorrow, buddy. Come back, take a few more swings, okay?
Love you guys. Thanks.
Love you, Dylan. There goes Dylan.
Okay.
There's a lot of time to think
for
that response.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, the fact of the matter is, high maintenance is relative to everyone's life.
Yeah.
Right? What one woman expects that you think is insane can be just par for the course of some other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can argue
what's that?
Where you draw the line of a high maintenance woman comes down to the money you had in your home and the attention that your father gave your mother.
Oh, yeah.
And the money that he was willing to spend on her when they were growing up.
Sure.
Because if jewelry, clothing, nice vacations, expensive meal, and alcohol were the norm coming from your father to your mother, that's probably the standard you're going to hold yourself to in your relationship.
Yeah, it's what you grew up with.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you didn't see that, that becomes insane. Because I remember, you know, I went to Aquinas, so I grew up busted. But, like, there were a bunch of kids that had a whole bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell on Valentine's Day, every year, even in high school, whose fathers went above and beyond for their mothers and who had parents like mine.
Yeah.
Because, like, these kids would come in with, like, $200 worth of gifts and chocolates for these girls, and I wouldn't do it.
Because Pat's Hershey bar.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, I got her a heart box, had like five good pieces of candy in it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, like, what did you watch your father gift your mother on Valentine's Day when
my
you
My dad
were
was big on the holiday stuff. He was just like, my dad was, he was always like Santa Claus. Like, he always wanted to be like the big, it was more about the presentation.
But
for
was
him,
he
right?
romantic, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, fawn over your mom?
Yeah. No, I mean, my dad showed a lot of affection to my mom.
I don't blame him.
But what is that? But you're talking about it through a guy's perspective.
Yes. So well, no, I think it goes, I think that goes both ways, because there are women that would also say, I'm not high maintenance.
Yeah.
This is what everyone does for their spouse because they watch their mother growing
up. They think
up
this is the norm.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it ain't.
So, yeah, I think that goes in either direction, man or woman, depending on what you witnessed growing up. And I think past that point, I'm on a roll, baby. I'm feeling
good. Go ahead.
I think that this discussion is proof that two people from two different economic backgrounds will never romantically work long term.
Well, because you come from two different worlds.
Yes. I think that is the hardest thing to overcome.
Well, but,
more than religion, more than race, more than age.
Yes, but if you still, no matter what your economic background was, you still could have seen your father showing a lot of affection for your mother. It may not have been the level somebody else had.
Understood. But if you're used to, let's say, you know, your father loved your mother.
Yeah, like Ben, if... Your dad could have bent over backwards for your mom no matter how where you fell in that category.
Understood, but the gift that he would get her that he could afford was a really nice robe from like Big Lots or Walmart, right? Like, if your wife that you then marry is expecting diamonds every birthday because that's what her father gave her mother.
Yeah, you can't run.
And even if you can run, you're not used to that.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, I mean,
I don't know. I just know it works. I know opposites attract sometimes, so...
I think that money is the only one where it doesn't work long term. Have you seen it? Have you seen a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I know people that grow up very differently that are married. Mm. So I don't know.
I'm just looking at you and the women that you married and were engaged to, and it didn't work out. Like the first one, you were raised a spoiled kid. She was trash. You've said this before, the first wife.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That didn't work out. Then you somehow found a woman that had more money than you, and you were not up to her standards. So you cheated on her.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. Like, even Mr. Rich Old Florida Boy couldn't hang in the country club when push came to shove.
No, I got booted.
You were a black pearl. And not in, like, a good rare way. Like, a scuffed way. I don't know, man. Like,
and I was going to say, I mean, I feel like you're very generous with your wife. And, like, you want to make sure things are good for her. Like, our birthday, Christmas, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. He needs a bed to sleep in.
And your father wasn't like that for your mom.
It was weird with my dad. My dad, he did what he thought society, you know, because he had money.
Yeah.
So she always had all that stuff, but it was weird.
Performative.
Yes. It was more about him than her.
Okay.
Like, look what I got your mother. Look at the money. You know, it was all braggadocious on him.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess the moral of the story is,
One,
women wearing pearls don't necessarily make them high maintenance. Two, there does need to be early on a discussion, maybe, or dipping a toe into what you expect.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It kind of feels like once a week you turn on the news, you see a story where you go, yep, that's the end of the world. But I've seen the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it's this story right here.
Oh.
And why scientists continue to develop these things that undoubtedly will cause us huge issues down the road.
Oh, really?
Just based on what they're designed to do. Blows my mind.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Scientists in China have bioengineered cyborg bees.
Bees.
Cyborg bees?
They are robot bees.
Oh.
They are the size of bees. They're actual bee-looking, but they're robot bees.
Why?
Well, this is where it starts to get super scary.
Yeah.
The scientists developed the cyborg bees as a way to perform mass surveillance without people noticing
they're
being so they don't serve like an environmental purpose.
So they're like a bee drone with a camera.
That's exactly what it is.
Just flying technology.
So here's the thing. This is where it starts to get crazy. Mm. The bees can be fitted with surveillance devices, which seems to be the initial idea. They can be have cameras, sensors, and microphones that can pick things up. They've been using the bees like this in experimenting. However, they are also using the bees in mind control experiments.
How does it control your mind?
Cool, cool, cool.
Okay, so the scientists inserted a mind control device in the cyborg bees that they then used on actual bees. And the way this works is there are three tiny needles. Yeah. The cyborg bee mounts the regular bee. It inserts the needles in the bee's brain, and the electronic pulses make the bees turn and retreat.
What does that do for anybody?
Yeah.
This is like a waste of time.
I didn't think we were supposed to be messing with bees. Like, I thought we were almost out of bees. Yeah. Like, maybe we leave the bees alone.
Yeah. I think you guys are misunderstanding the larger potential application.
Like they would like sting you and kill you?
Or sting you and make you do things you don't want to do.
Oh.
By the way, in this experiment, the mind control bee, cyborg bee, worked 90% of the time.
Ooh. So this is like the Manchurian Candidate.
With bees. Now, Kimmy, to your point, they also think they can use the bees to, if bee populations were to dip to a critical level, pollinate plants.
Well, that's what I thought they were, where I thought they were going with this, not mind control.
So, all scary so far. But here's where it gets super scary.
What?
Right now,
yeah.
These bees can only be controlled by other people, like a drone,
where
you use a remote control and da-da-da-da-da. But it is hoped that in the not-too-distant future...
Who's going to run the show?
Artificial intelligence can be used where the bees would be able to do these things without anyone's control.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to be clear what is happening right now. The Chinese government developed a cyborg bee that can spy on you and potentially alter your brain chemistry that they then want to insert artificial intelligence in.
That they won't even control.
Yes.
Go off on its own. That should be fun.
How many movies from the 80s and 90s do we have to watch before we realize this might be the worst idea in human history?
Yeah, because it's going to get away from
you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Every time it gets away from you, that's what it does.
That's right.
You're going to create an army of mind control cyborg bees that are going to do their own thing. And you think that's going to be a good idea to fit it to play? This is how we're going to die. This is how mankind.
This is the end.
It's over.
Mind control bees.
We will be working for the cyborg bees within like the first 3 years of the development of the AI drone cyborg bee.
All right.
Who came up with this idea?
China.
Well, no, like individually. Like somebody had to be like, hey, guys.
Jackie Chan.
So I got this great idea.
Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
How about we make bees that control your mind?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm
like, why bees, I guess?
Well, because they're small. They're tiny.
Yeah.
And I guess you could have made any tiny little insect.
They get a bug.
Yeah, it just looks like a bee, and that's why they're calling them cyborg bees. And they were also experimenting with the mind control on the other bees, so it all kind of works together. What, you're not worried about the mind control bees?
Man, every year they got something.
Every year they got a new mind control bug.
Remember when the killer bees were coming here and they were going to wipe us out? Then there was the murder hornets.
Yeah, those were things, the actual things, though.
Yeah, exist in nature that, like, you know, there's ways to stop them.
Yeah.
This would be, hey.
Creating our own problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we get our killer bees. And
these are our killer bees.
Bee wars.
These are our killer
bees.
No,
we make our cyborg bees. Okay. American.
You don't think the American government would also be interested in mind control bees?
Yeah, we want to bring some of those bees back from China.
Yeah, why not make the bees to murder the murder bees?
No, but we need the murder bees, don't we? Don't the murder bees despite
I thought the murder bees were taking out like the regular bees.
Are you talking about murder hornets?
Murder hornets.
Bees.
That's
I'm
what
saying
meant.
Maybe we
murder
make
hornets.
Our own cyborg bees.
Okay.
To take on the Chinese bees.
No, but then if those were artificially intelligent, they could also turn on us.
We don't do it that way. We do it different.
How?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Bigger bees.
Bigger bees, size of Buicks.
Now we have Buick-sized artificial intelligent bees.
And we bring back Buick, a quality automobile.
Murder Buicks.
Don't worry about this crap.
Okay. How are you so nonchalant?
Because every year they start to scare you with all this crap.
Give me an example of anything close to as horrifying created by mankind outside of a nuclear weapon than mind control, artificially intelligent robot beasts.
But it sounds like a joke.
Well,
bro.
And by the way, I bet you the Chinese don't even have this thing up and running.
God, you are so your dad. You are so your dad.
Yeah, these communist countries, they talk a big game and then they're flopola.
Okay. I'm looking at the video of the bees.
Yeah, what does it look like? Okay, so, a goddamn bee.
No, I mean, look, so they have a bee on like a circle with like lines on it.
Mm-hmm.
The bee is moving one way.
Yeah.
The robot bee mounts the real bee. It inserts these
that
needles.
Poor bee.
And that bee then leaves the circle in which the opposite way it was going.
All right.
And by the way, it's a bee. I don't really
care. By the time this happens, I'll be long gone. You deal with it, loud mouth.
I would hope so. By the way, Daniel writes on Instagram, Tuffy and WCMF. Here's how you know you can trust Tommy with this kind of stuff. Tell Tommy they still make Buicks.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you idiot.
Oh.
Where have you been?
I don't know. Not around Buicks.
Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram, there ain't no robot bees in China. I mean, like the video, I'm watching the video right now.
How do you know it's a real video, man?
I guess I don't.
Ooh.
You're right.
AI video of AI bees.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And like, I don't mean to be alarm guy. And maybe you're right. Maybe 50 years from now, we look back at this and laugh.
Laugh and laugh.
I really don't like those robots that look like humans that are running around.
No, it really freaks me out.
Right? I don't like that at all.
Like that whole Westworld look?
Well, they've shown like videos of robots.
He goes to that whole Westworld look. How'd that end?
Oh, your brother dies.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
You don't know.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
His name's Yule.
That's what I said, Yule Brenner.
No, I know. I'm saying, you expect Kimmy to know a man named
Yule. True. He's the only Yule I ever know.
Yule Log. The famous timberman.
I forgot. Wow.
She got sidetracked by quality machine
Yule
gun
Brenner.
Yule Brenner jokes. Because that's the quality entertainment. Maybe a mind control device from a bee in Tommy's brain wouldn't be the worst thing.
You also did a joke.
What's that? Well, yeah. Well, if you're going to start Yule Brenner jokes, I'm not just going to stand on the sideline. What kind of human would I be not?
A bad person.